All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Buddies, how we doing? Welcome to the old podcast, the old show.
We might even be an old podcast. How many podcasts have been around for almost 2 years?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe like a teenage podcast?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting there, right? We're starting to figure things out. Although I understand
we've got some
Google issues today.
Jack is fuming. He's cursing at Google. He was yelling at Bill Gates. It's
Bill Gates. Figure it out, Bill.
Come on, Nenshi.
Friggin' Trudeau, get Google working.
Yeah. How are we doing, fellas? Not a lot on the pre-show today. A little quiet.
I'm exhausted today.
How come?
I don't know. Mold.
Did you
just know? Tired?
You're old.
Yeah. Mold or old?
Like one of those mold. I got mold.
Moldy. Neither of you are more moldy than I, though. I had to go to the I guess you would call it a physio guy, you know.
Okay. Get worked on.
Yeah. I'm out. You know what I am? I'm off kilter.
Yeah. You know what I noticed?
I got some of this.
You got a tilt?
And a little of everything. So what it is I've been like this for so long. Now this side is all it's all compressed. So then when I kind of try to stand straight up again, oh shit. So I got the hip and the obliques, and I got the back, and we got a disc thing going, and one leg's longer than the other. So we got a lot.
Now, what? Because at the end of the old physio guy, he always does the right?
We're not even there. We have to do some stretching. Really? We have to get some things stretched out, because we could do some, but everything's so tight, it would just pull it back in anyway.
Yeah, okay.
So we got to do some loosening.
You know what I'm talking about, right? At the end of the old Cairo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of that, the happy ending with your massage.
No. That doesn't sound like that. The twist of the neck and all the spine. Like, do you pretend it's not coming? Do you try to surprise yourself? Are you bracing for it? You can't brace, can't flex. Got to do loose studies.
Not supposed
you
to brace.
Just relax, let happen.
Yeah. You see those videos? You ever get down that rabbit hole on the YouTube or Twitter or whatever, where they show it, some guy's got like a big hammer and some bolt, and he's like hammering it into people's necks and stuff. It takes the like the belt. They're laying down, grabs the belt around their head, and
So the belt.
This
goes
feels
the neck
great. It's never the other way.
People crying.
Can't fucking breathe, you prick. Oh, it feels so good. I haven't been able to move my neck in 19 years. And now, I look at me. I can shoulder check and everything. It's never the other way. Weird. Weird how that goes. This is the shits.
What?
You're living in the Eastern time zone. So you were not awake for the glory that happened last night.
Right. I was actually watching going, oh, this kind of sucks.
Yeah,
we were all there. The problem is that in the mountain time zone, you're still hanging it out there. It's like, you know what? Getting a little yawning enema, like you lie down, you miss the most amazing thing ever.
And you know what? I there will be some in the mountain or even I would guess the Pacific time zone that saw it go 4-1 after Shelovs lets in the second Hyman goal and says, okay, I've seen enough shit burgers for one night. I do not need to watch these asshats roll up 6-7-1. Don't need to see it.
Yeah. And it wasn't even like, I don't know, because I was like on the under and I'm like, this is not good. They had freaking 7 shots in the final 40 minutes. It's like, even when they don't get shots, they still got to 4.
Yeah.
They're a scary team, but they're less scary with a hurt Draisaitl and with Skinner looking like that. I'll say that.
That's just cramping, Ryan. Just cramps.
And equipment issues.
Equipment issues and cramping. Rhett, that took you down, right? It probably cost you a year out of your career.
Two.
Cramping and equipment issues.
Yeah. Chuck Knobloch, post-game, Rhett. That was his answer on Draisaitl's injury. No issue. Just cramping and equipment issues.
Cramping, yeah.
Your superstars like this. On the bench.
Yeah.
It does a little hot lap for 10 seconds.
One quick twirl. Yeah. Ooh, no. I'm very crampy. I think I read his lips. I'm so crampy right now. Then he laughed. I'm all Canucks. The heart wants what the heart wants.
You can't, you can't logic this thing any other way.
Yeah. It just naturally, like the tides, it just pulls you in a certain direction. There's nothing you can do about it. It was the Vancouver Canucks.
Love is love.
I was making noises last night, doing this sort of shit because everybody else in the house is asleep. Mm-hmm. Zadorov ties it. Garland, as Garland gets the pucks, you know what? Don't just. You can maybe get around him. You got enough speed. You've maybe got a step on this
wheel in there. Yeah.
Oh, he's going to shoot it. Don't shoot it.
I had a yelp that I got reprimanded for because it didn't work the job, but it could have.
Oh, now what a barn that would have been being last night.
And you got to remember, it's 9 years since they've had playoffs. The last time they made was the bubble in Edmonton. There's no fans, never mind even in Vancouver. This is like 04 level insanity in Vancouver. They were out dancing on Scott Road in Surrey last night. People like it's Red Mile shit. Like the absence helps a lot. Like 9 years makes it even crazier. If this was every year, you can't do it. But this is the first time for a lot of young Canucks fans, and it's been a decade for many others.
And in a way, Craig Conroy sticking it to the Oilers.
Beautiful stuff.
As both Lindholm and Zadorov score. Lindholm terrific at the dot. Played great last night.
Destroyed. Yes.
So you're welcome.
Dakota Joshua is a nice little find. He's a free agent this summer.
He is a free agent. That kind of feels like a Fernando Pisani type deal, though. Guy will go on a nice little run in the postseason, then sign a contract that's more than what he should probably sign. And then
the further Dakota Joshua and the Canucks go, the worse that contract's going to be for whoever signs it.
Yeah, someone's going to sign
it. But he's a good player, yeah.
Too much money. The point you make about the Oilers, even when they don't play well, they still get the goals. There was part of me that was thinking that afterwards. It's okay. Everything's great for the Canucks right now. Mm-hmm. They come back. They overcome a very subpar effort from their goaltender. But again, it was very, you did that a couple times in round one where you were down and then a couple quick goals and maybe you win. But this, the Oilers did not deserve to win this game. They did not deserve to be up 4-1. They did nothing to deserve this victory, because even in that second period, because I know Amber and Kelly Rudy were talking about it. Yeah. You like the second period for the Canucks, even though they were, what, outscored 2-1?
They allowed 4 shots in the second period, and 2 of them went in. And yeah, there was a 22.5-minute span between shots, Rhett, between shots from the Oilers.
Oh, period, strength, Ryan.
Period.
Mathematically speaking.
Well, I mean, it overlapped periods, but yeah, it was a hell of a long time where they did not get a single puck on the third string goalie, which if you're old Chucky Knobloch, former Yankee great, what would you be saying about Seelovs and your offense? Like, just get some pucks to net, right?
Oh. You wonder what happens there. Like, I understand it. It's 4-1, but then it was 4-2. But then you have an intermission and you get into the third. You are the Oilers. This, you have the offense. I was just shocked to see how they sat back.
I think there was a bit of shell shock with Leon too. That's a big thing. Like, and they're a much easier team to play if you don't have Leon. Like, show me a line that's going to hurt you if Leon's out, because it's McDavid, Hyman, and then everyone else. You're not worried about him. Sorry. Like, with Leon on a different line, it's like, shit, now it's like, how do we do this? But now all of a sudden, it's the exact matchup you want all night against McDavid.
Final 26 minutes and 40 seconds. 2 Oilers shots on net.
What? Oh.
In the game, almost.
Final 26:40, 2 shots on net.
That's
It was, even if you're protecting a lead, you would think you'd get more in terms of offense or chances or shots than that.
And yet there they were with an empty net behind them.
Yeah.
Brock Besser had to make 3 blocks in the last minute 20 to preserve that thing.
So that is the thing. As exciting and great as it is for the Canucks, and they get a series lead. A lot went wrong. A lot went right for the Oilers, but a lot went wrong as well. And they still were kind of right there.
Yeah. And again,
I was just kind of like their lone loss to LA in round number one.
Yeah.
They were one shot away from winning. So I don't know. I don't know what to think here, fellas.
I think we might have a long series, fellas.
I hope you're right.
I think the only way Vancouver can do this is by what they've been doing. Like, you held the Oilers to under 20 shots. That's incredible. And you did the one thing that we cautioned them against. And we said the one thing they can't do, 20 seconds in, you take a too many men penalty. What in the hell? And 1-0 just like that. And you're like, that's the one thing that everyone on earth would say, how are you going to beat the Oilers? Like, well, don't take dumb penalties. 20 seconds in, 1-0. Like, what are you doing, fellas? What are you doing?
Yeah, I had the game on, but I missed the penalty. And then because I was doing shit in the kitchen, I guess. And then I look up, it's power play. What happened? Like, and did somebody come out? Hey, we're not going to be bullied around. We're going to show these Oilers. Oh, penalty.
No. But
too many men. Come on. That's the coach, right? That's a coach's penalty always, too many men.
20 seconds in, what are we doing, guys?
Or maybe that's more kid hockey when the coach is working the gate. Don't let that guy out there.
It's unacceptable no matter who it's on. And then, like, the other point is, I think Tara mentioned it in the chat here, that's the first playoff game in Connor McDavid's career without a shot. That's not going to last.
Don't poke the bear.
Not poking, just pointing out facts.
Because I've said this in the past, anytime this sort of happens, like, boy, Connor McDavid was a bag of shit last night. He's like, oh, bag of shit, you say, and then comes out with 9 goals points in the next game.
Yeah.
So we'll just kind of let that lie. What were you going to say, Rhett? Were you going to have, what do you have on this?
Goaltenders, like, are we?
Shit.
I know, but are they capable of, I mean, Skinner especially, I'm thinking, like, when does the mental capacity have to?
Can he handle
that pressure? Because it's been a question mark for the Oilers. And okay, no goaltender. Got to have a goaltender. You know what I mean?
Yep. It only takes
a small opening for that doubt to creep in with that squad, I'm guessing.
And they don't have another option. Like, Calvin Pickard was a lovely story. He's been a third stringer for a decade. That's what he is. Like, you don't want to have to turn to Calvin Pickard.
What about Chet?
Chet also not a great option. I don't even know if he has a contract, making it even harder. But he bounced right back after that shitty game against LA. The only thing different here is that the Oilers are not in the driver's seat. Right? Like, that, it was 1-1, was as close as that Kings series got. Vancouver is, the Oilers are in a trailing position. That's new. We'll see.
We really are trying to manifest it. Well, we really are. I'm aware of it.
If it's game three and they lose that one, who cares? You bounce right back because it's like, yeah, we've got some wins already, but it's like, okay, we can't go down 2-0, can we?
Yeah, but then you win game two. Is, hey, we got the split we wanted.
Totally. And yeah. I'm not worried about that with Skinner so much as I just think he's not an elite goalie. He's fine.
That's my point.
Yeah, he could probably win a cup with Colorado. I just don't know that he can do it with Nurse and CeCe out there, who got absolutely fucking caved in by the Canucks' third line.
So who do you worry more about, Nurse, though?
Showing up again in the playoffs.
Yeah, there he is.
What am I? Sorry, say that again.
Which team is more concerned about their goaltending, though?
I don't know. I mean, Seelov's only saw 17 shots. Is that right? And four got in.
Yeah, it was.
I wouldn't be comfy.
14 saves, yeah, for Shelobs on the nights.
So. Yeah, 14 of 17, like that's. I don't
know.
It's
not good.
No. And could he be better? Absolutely.
And they have an option in Casey DeSmith. I was surprised in a way that you didn't see him to start the third. I know Kelly talked about it in the intermission, and I figured that maybe you would. Because then, regardless of what you want to do for game two, you go back to Shelobs. Okay, you're good. Or DeSmith, you got some time under your belt. You're ready to go. But it seemed to work for them.
Trying to think of the goals. The CC one's a total fluke. It bounces off a pant leg and in. Again, 100 tries. It won't go to that spot again.
It's the Hyman.
Power play right? Goals.
The second Hyman goal.
Hyman goal's the one.
It's from well enough out.
And there's a stick in there, but you should still have it.
Yeah, but
you know, his pad kind of gets caught somehow there, and it just slides underneath. And it was the timing of that one because it came so quickly after the 3-1 goal.
Totally.
It was like, holy shit. So in some ways, credit to the Canucks for not having that completely pull the plug on them. Mm-hmm. Because you can say, hey, we have a lot of faith in this guy. He's not Thatcher Demko. He's not your number two. He's been good. He's been good enough for you to this point. But with every game, up goes the pressure and the expectation. And if he were to have melted in game one on home ice, the whole thing, you could understand it. But
I also think it's just that the second period, you know, Draisaitl's hurt at that point. The Oilers are going large swaths without even mustering a shot attempt, never mind a shot on net. You're outplaying the crap out of them. You only allow four shots. If they get manhandled in the second, I think the goalie change makes sense. But they outplayed the Oilers pretty considerably in the second. It just, unfortunately, didn't match the scoreboard. So I understand Rick Tocchet saying, stick with the process, fellas. Stick with the process.
Round two.
Been unreal.
Round two's been it's 2 days, but it's been some kind of good so far. Did you watch the other? Well, you were lacrossing. You were...
No, that was the day before.
No, it wasn't. That was an interesting. Now we talked about it. I think it was yesterday or maybe the day before. Either way, coming out of game one, with Swayman. Do you go to Allmark? Swayman, this whole thing is like, no, you sure. And I think we all kind of agree. It would take some kind of balls to say to Swayman, whose goals against, save percentage, record, the whole thing, tremendous. Then it didn't work out quite as well for him. Swayman allowed 4 on 23 before being replaced in the third period. A 6-1 win for the Panthers last night.
Drubbing.
It was a drubbing.
It was.
Twas. And I don't know what you chalk it up to.
Well,
that's flexed.
I think Montgomery did a good job in game one calling that timeout. Mm. Like they got the lead and they played well. But Florida was in total control of that period. They were dominating. Like it was, the puck was not leaving Boston's end. Takes time out, blah, blah, blah. So it looked again, though, like Florida, when they want, can turn it on and kind of take it to them a little bit. Now, is it fatigue? And they finally had kind of a fallback after that tough series, or, you know, having to go 7 against Toronto? Well, I don't know. Is it because Swayman's not used to playing? Maybe not, but
I sort of think it was that malaise that came in for Florida, that long wait after the Tampa series. Like game one, they just didn't really look themselves, didn't have a lot of jump. We all picked Florida. They're the favorites. There's nothing unique there. And Boston, like, yeah, it didn't go well, but you already stole home ice. You got the split.
Yeah. Just very uncharacteristic of what we've seen out of Boston. kind of two-on-one plays, backdoor tap-ins where the D doesn't have, you know, doesn't tie up the forward stick, the Montour goal, just every puck, it seemed like they were sifting at the net, was going in. But then in the third period, that's what everybody's going to be talking about. Yeah, series is even at one, but it got nasty.
Spicy.
Nasty. In the old third period, gotta love it, gotta love it. And the whole, so if you're, I'll ask you this, Rhett, because you're a coach. Put on your coaching hat. You're Jim Montgomery. David Pastrnak, your star player, comes up in a 6-1 game and says, Tkachuk wants to go. I'm going to go with him. We're going to scrap.
Can I go him? You let me
I want to go him.
Did we talk about this last week with Pastrnak where everyone was talking, he wants to show how he's more committed and he's going to play more physical and he's not going to stop it. Just,
I love it, but he's not going to win that fight many times, right?
I don't love it at all. I don't.
If you're the head coach, I don't love it. But as a fan, this is amazing.
But I don't really.
You're Jim Montgomery, and your job is to win the cup.
Yeah, no.
It's like
I don't want to see that. I want him to stick up for himself. But he's no at center ice dropping the mitts. Like I think he's trying too hard with that. And I think it's taken away from his game. Play your game,
Walt. Well, I also
Mom's
love the
like, here we go again.
Yeah, the Keith and Chantel exchange here is also quite good. What are you doing? Sit, just stop.
He's like, I can't be sitting. I'm walking around. Yeah. What do you mean? Sit down.
Oh, you'd be so fired up. Your kids going at it. But no, and again, it sounds like it's soft and it's, you know, don't be a wuss. But I probably it's a 6-1 game. Mm. You could go out there,
wuss. It's a guy
and beat the shit out of Tkachuk, and I still don't know. The greater fear is that you break a friggin' knuckle or a finger, and I lose you for the series.
Okay, and 100% agree. It's not Jerome Iginla, but you did have some similarities there, right? Because Jerome's clearly bigger and stronger, but he still ran that risk of busting a knuckle or busting a hand anytime he fought, and he did it.
That's Jerome's game.
Mm-hmm.
That's Cam Neely's game. That's Rick Tocchet's game. There's certain guys who's that's their game, and that doesn't rattle them from playing from scoring and playing like that is their style. This is not Pastrnak's style. You can't tell me that he's not thinking about other things if he's going out there and doing that, right?
Like, yeah, when it's 6-1, I don't mind it, but I see what you're saying. Like,
what does it do, right?
Well, it's just
it's going to set the tone.
Him getting shit pumped by Tkachuk is deflating for his team, not uplifting.
He doesn't go in there thinking he's getting shit pumped, though. Like, clearly, when he's asking, he thinks he can.
The rest of us do. Everyone else in the world is going, you're going to get your ass handed to you, son. What are you doing?
Yeah, and it's funny because they were up 2-1 in round one, 3-1, I should say. And everyone was commenting on, man, like, Pastrnak's ramped up the physicality. He's been great. Then they lose to, and you go to game seven. It's like, oh man, Past is too physical. He's off his game. Like, I think he's probably just a little more physical than probably we give him credit for. Like, he isn't, you know, Kovalchuk or like he's not that soft of a player. But I do agree this is going a little too far.
You could, but it doesn't by not laying out heavy checks and scrapping doesn't mean now that you're not soft. Or if you just play like I don't see Sasha Barkov as soft. And no. He's never going to drop the mitts.
Yeah,
I would not because Pastrnak is. If I've got David Pastrnak on my team and I've got my coaching hat on and I'm looking for some physicality, I'm not going down the bench to Pastrnak and say, "Guy, we need you in on a forecheck. We need you to go in there and bang the." No. There's other guys. Yeah. I would never look at Pastrnak's game and say I don't think he's being physical enough.
Totally agree.
I would never put that into my evaluation of him. So I wondered, I don't really care, but I think if I were Montgomery, there's 7 minutes left. It's 6-1. We're going back to Boston. You don't need to be scrapping.
Yeah. There's not a lot of good. That
Where's
comes
Patty
out of
Maroon?
That?
Patty, do you want to scrap? All right. If we need to send a message, then, you know, Frederick or Maroon, you guys can handle that sort of business.
Yeah. And again, maybe it's just like, hey, this is my star. This is how he's wired. He wants it. I'm not telling him. Yeah, sure, man. You want this?
I like that he'd want it, right? You appreciate that the guy is sour to the point that he's going to get into a premeditated let's go.
There's one other point I'd make about this. And I don't know that in that circumstance and how it played out, if there's anything that could be done, there's no fucking way I'm letting David Pastrnak fight Tkachuk. I will go in as a third man and do something.
Yeah.
Like, there's no chance it's happening.
I'm trying to think of which teammate that would be for you. Like, because Jerome can handle himself, but like, just a pure.
Or just go around.
Don't let this guy fight. We need him.
What if Austin Matthews, Connor McDavid, like, take the best offensive weapon on any team where fighting is not at all in their DNA and say, no, you're not scrapping. No.
And I'm serious. Like, if I was on the ice, I'd have been charging in there, breaking, like, sorry. And I'm not saying it because it's not just me. I'm a little surprised. I don't know who was on the ice. It might have happened too fast, but it. Until they'd throw in a punch, I'm third manning in.
Yeah.
Like, I
think everyone was surprised. That's why, as from put your fan hat back on, you're like, whoa, this is amazing. But you're right. Like, if you're Jim Montgomery, show me the cost benefit analysis here, the pros and the cons. Like,
and again, not to overemphasize it, it's just, I don't think Pasta needs to do it.
And it was just an interesting element of the game. It was it was an eyebrow raise that they got into it at the end of the game. Not surprising. Yeah. We've talked about it. Florida's got plenty of balls of muck in their roster, and Boston's always going to have some sort of a tough team. But that was unique. And don't get hurt as an innocent bystander. Love it, because there's some real dislike. Pastrnak's not going to be fighting or asking to fight unless he is legitimately friggin' sour.
And right? That's exactly Tkachuk,
which is why you do love to see it.
Yeah.
This one could go seven.
Please.
Let's go seven. Let's all these. No, you know, come on. Dallas going to have to pick it up a little bit, maybe. Or hang on to a lead.
Good chance tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, there's been lots of game ones where we feel a series is going a certain way, and it's just like, nope, that was just one single game.
It's not.
Vegas game one, Winnipeg game one, Boston game one. Maybe it's Vancouver game one. Like, there's just.
I guess Colorado at Winnipeg, yeah.
Totally, right?
Dallas was down like, two games
to none. Colorado does not scream of doing what Edmonton did. Like, they just. Anyway, they can go seven. I'm happy to watch them.
Yeah.
You mean Colorado shitting the bed, or what do you mean?
Yeah. Like, I don't see Colorado getting collapsing. A 4-1 lead and fucking blowing it. And we just saw it. I don't see Colorado being down four and being out of it. Like,
yeah. Colorado's the we didn't wake up on time and we'll just erase this 3-goal deficit. We've seen it so many times. Even game one against Winnipeg, it's like, what were they on? 4-1. It ends up being 7-6. Like, yeah, we're not out of anything here.
This feels like a pivotal game for Dallas, though, tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Colorado.
You can't go back to back series where you lose the first two at home and think that this is a recipe for success.
Yeah.
And
I think it's a better opponent. It's like, it's a much better opponent, I think.
Better opponent. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you'd say, well, geez, how were you feeling a series ago? You'd be like, well, you probably wouldn't have liked to lose that one either. But I think this is a bit of a different beast. This is the what you said, Red, about that just must watch TV. Like, they are such a dynamic force offensively. They seemingly score at will, and they do it in such a physical, powerful manner. Like, it's just, you get down two on this group, both
they impose
times.
They impose themselves right in on you, in your face. I forget who it was Shifley from Winnipeg that was like, they're
over and over. They come in waves. Yeah. And it's not one of those teams, even though their power play has been terrific, like they had two the other night, whatever it is. It's not one of those teams, well, if we can just play 5-on-5, we're going to be fine.
And the Oilers have that dynamic offense, but it's not the same. Like, the Oilers, you could feel like you're 50-50 with them, and they score on back-to-back shifts. When the Avalanche take over a game, it's the opposite. You're stuck in your own zone. They're cycling and getting changes, and you are hemmed in.
Hemming. So, yeah, couple tonight. What do we got for start times? 5 o'clock, Rangers, Carolina. 7:30.
New goalie there. Dallas. Hear that?
I did not. Is that accurate?
Or Piotr Kochetkov in net for Carolina, who's been quite good for them over the course of the last two and a half years.
Some puckering.
Potentially. Brendan Moore saying he wants to get a little rest for the old Freddie Anderson. It's kind of weird because it wasn't that long ago where your starter played 60 to 70 games. That almost doesn't happen at all anymore. And yet when playoffs come, we still sort of expect you have one guy, that's all you use. We're starting to see that change a little. Like, Ullmark in game two last series. Well, you see Ullmark again for Boston. Now you see this for a little breather.
I don't know. Carolina Hurricanes. I saw this morning. Home ice versus road games in the postseason. Over the last four postseasons, Carolina is 18-7 at home, 6-16 on the road.
Oh.
Goosh. Yeah, the only game they lost against the Islanders was in UBS Arena.
In 21-22 alone, they were 7-1 at home, 0-6 on the road.
Jeez.
And they've obviously already lost two at Madison Square Garden. So
yeah, they'd be 1-4 on the road the postseason.
Yeah. Not ideal. But we love it. Let's go.
Coming home.
Coming home. I'm coming home. That's our opening statements for McLeod Law. You know, Peter Klein at McLeod Law, he's the personal injury guy. Did you know he's also the go-to guy in Calgary for your disability insurance claim? Are you to say, have you got a thing going on at work? And then all of a sudden the company, this insurance company, is not giving you the dough. Peter Klein, you let the, Peter Klein is going to be contacting you. Well, son of a gun is what they'll say behind closed doors. He'll get you the disability benefits that you paid for and you deserve, the peace of mind that you paid for. It's McLeod-Law.com, not just for Peter Klein, but for whatever your legal challenge is. McLeod-Law.com, the very best. Ready to help you. Ready to help you and get after it. So Kochetkov coming in. That's some hockey news this morning. Some other hockey news.
Holy shit.
Coming up. From where Turks and Caicos, where was
I'm wondering where this was. This certain somebody did not waste much time getting the bleep out of Dodge. This was not on the Gardner Expressway.
Leafs Nation, time has come to say goodbye. Writing down a note and sending it out didn't seem like enough, and I do plan on taking a little break from media, so here I am. I'm forever grateful for the opportunity to coach the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's a dream come true for a boy from Brampton. I want to thank Kyle Dubas, Lou Lamoriello, Brad Treliving, Brandon Pridham, Brendan Shanahan, Larry Tannenbaum, and the MLSE board for giving me this opportunity to work with the Marlies and Leafs. I didn't get it done in the playoffs. I didn't help push our team over the line and deliver. I accept responsibility for that. No excuses. That's the job. I didn't get it done. It's the reality of the business, and I accept it. To the players, I appreciate all your efforts. Your talents and your work ethic made me look good on a lot of nights. Anyone who suited up for blue and white, I appreciate you. To the support staff of the Maple Leafs, you're tremendous people and you're elite at what you do. Players and support staff will drive the team to success. I believe it will win. Leafs Nation, you deserve your Stanley Cup. Your passion at home and on the road is unmatched. It's an incredible honor to coach the Maple Leafs, to try to deliver for you. To the media, had to deal with you every single day, sometimes twice a day, three times a day. I appreciate your process. I respected the fact that you're honest and fair and had a job to do. I hope you appreciated the fact that I helped you do it. I don't know what comes next, but I know I'll be ready for it. In the meantime, I'll enjoy giving my family the time that they deserve. Love you all, and be well.
Ooh, it's got a good setup there. 2 years of probably $3 to $5 million a year to wherever that is. Hang there for a bit.
Do you think he's in cottage country, like Muskoka?
That's a big, yeah. He's not, that's not an ocean.
Not enough waves?
No.
Yeah. I mean, a classy exit.
He seems like
a little, you know, it's a little
very well respected.
Cringy, but at nice.
Cringy, but I think it's sincere. Guy wanted to coach. It would have been a dream to coach the Leafs. Well, for sure, to start to play, because he was, of course, was a player. And then to coach, didn't work out. Shit. Moving on.
And he came up to that organization. I'm not sure everyone remembers that. He won titles with the Marlies, and he earned that shot. And in five runs, certainly with some roster construction issues, it doesn't all lie at his feet, but one series victory.
Remember when he was in junior retro?
David Frost.
He was part of that David Frost.
Oh, was he? Yeah.
That's what I always think about with him. I'm like
Mike Danton, Sheldon Keefe. Yeah.
That's right. That was Creepy, weird.
Very creepy.
FBI
very
shit.
Weird.
Yeah. But seems to have seems to be doing just fine, which is great. And you know what? He's going to love Jack. He'll do great in Pittsburgh because Dubas will bring him in there to replace Sullivan. So
I don't mind that.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting at all.
No.
No, that's not what I was expecting from Jack.
Sullivan to the Sun. We've heard it a bunch. Come on.
Yeah. Just, yeah, get Sullivan out of there. I don't think Keith's that bad of a coach.
I haven't seen him coach a properly constructed team yet. I don't know.
He's never had
a goalie. Really had a decor.
Worth it.
Also
damn.
Had some pretty high end players though.
Yeah,
totally. Enough. Yeah.
I don't feel real bad for him either. No, oh man, he didn't have.
No.
And look at this, boys. I found this morning. Look who is fifth in tenure.
Wow.
Marty Bleepin St. Louis.
Oh my God.
Fifth.
Because the first four, like those
are guys are lifers.
Institutions.
Yeah. Marty. And Sullivan's going to the Sun, so it'll be, is that right?
Yeah.
To the Sun. Yeah.
Sullivan
to the Sun.
How does he still have a job? Seriously, though, like the last 7 years, first round exit, qualifying round exit, first round exit, no playoffs. 7 years.
If that's accurate, that is a very, very accurate.
What are you
question.
Saying, Ryan? Are you doubting Jack? Are you?
No, I mean, I don't know if he's reading or doing off the top of his head, but if they haven't gotten through a round in 7 years,
yeah, it's time.
Jesus.
Yeah.
They fired his assistant, which he wasn't happy about. I think, what was it? One of the insiders was saying, that's going to create some friction because Sullivan's going to say, don't fire my assistant and fire me if you're doing that. It's like, actually, we do the hiring and firing, so we just fired him. And you can leave and forfeit your salary, or you can work with the staff we build you. So there's some tension already there.
The betting favorite seems to be Craig Berube.
In Toronto,
to Toronto. There's also some rumbles of a Joel Quenneville surfacing.
If he's allowed to coach in the league, that's the best coach on earth. Like, I think what's important is that we sort of understand what the facts are in that one. There was a thought that he wrote in a letter of reference for the video coach that went on and assaulted a minor after leaving Chicago. That was not the case. He did a job review based on how did you do at your job? And then the guy accused of the heinous shit took that and used it as if it was a job reference. It was not a letter from Quenneville. I don't know what the league's position is. I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to need. Yeah, he's going to have to. From our understanding, it was the same thing with Bowman. You're going to have to come out in front of Gary, and get the tap on the head and say you are able to have employment in my league again. And I don't know if that has happened in either case. So.
And I don't know that there's a hankering for Stan as much as there is for Joel. Like.
No, but both of those guys seemed to be, they were kind of successful in their respective positions, but were not going to be brought back. Again, Joel Quenneville did have some well-constructed rosters over
there. And I look at that Florida year where Burnett took over that.
But you're only remembering the Chicago's and stuff. Like, he did a good job.
He was good
St. Louis.
Well, it was Colorado.
Colorado, that's right. Yeah, if there's no off ice anything with any of these coaches, he's number one on your power rankings. I don't think he's a better coach.
He's not unemployed.
No, God no. Never mind that. He's the best, probably. Like, you look at to mention just how, you know, the respect players have for him, the success he's had, but coach is a fucking entertaining style of hockey. You see the Panthers win a President's Trophy 2 years ago, you see Chicago the way they beat teams like LA that wanted to clamp everything down. Like,
second all time. In NHL coaching wins. Scotty? So, yeah, it would suggest that he's quite good. Scotty Bowman, Joel Quenneville, Barry Trotz, Paul Maurice, Lindy Ruff, your top five.
Well, Al Arbor's really fallen out, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's eighth now.
Where's Daz? Where's Daryl?
10th. He passed Alain Vigneault and Mike Babcock in his final year here. I believe Dick Irvin as well. Sits 10th. Then it's Torts at 9, Al Arbor 8, Laviolette 7, Ken Hitchcock 6, and then, as I mentioned, Ruff, Maurice, Trotz, Quenneville, Scotty Bowman.
I had a Canucks fan say, hey, do you think do you think they should go get Daryl in Toronto? I was like, do you remember what happened in Calgary with Daryl and Treliving?
Yeah, he might have a thought. Joel Quenneville, 65 years of age. Just for, you know, throw it out there. Yeah.
How old is Maurice? He's going to have all these records.
He coached, man, I forget how old he was when he came into Hartford. 30. He was bananas.
Maybe younger.
I honestly, I think he might have been younger. But Paul Maurice, Maurizio Del Toro, he is something. Let me think. He's 57.
5'7". First coaching gig was Hartford, 95-96.
At the age of 28, Maurice became the second youngest coach in NHL hockey history behind Gary Green, who was 26 when he took over the Washington Capitals in 1979. 26.
It's young.
It's quite young.
How old was the Calgary kid that did Chicago? He was young.
Oh, yeah. That was on the 04-05 World Junior team.
I was just talking about him the other day.
Yeah. I'll find him.
What the hell? Come on.
Yeah. Ranger pick. Coach the Islanders farm team. Anyway.
Give me 10
seconds. Old guys trying to find stuff in their...
At least Red has the excuse of CTE. How the hell do we not remember this fucking guy's name?
Oh, I've got plenty of CTE.
Oh, do you? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, congrats.
No, PTSD.
OCD, PTSD,
Elemental
OMG, WTF,
THC,
FML. Yeah, all of it. It's all there.
BAC.
Yeah, that's right. Well, good luck, Toronto. I hope you get a good coach.
Do you?
Yep, sure do.
You don't want like a something that has a little
tire fire? Explosive? No, I don't want that. No, I don't.
Who would be that high?
I would take a torts type of scenario in Toronto. Someone with some piss and vinegar with the media. That would be fun.
Jeremy Colleton. There it is.
Prince Albert Raider. Jeremy Colleton.
From Blackie.
Who would be that guy? Kind of the fly off the handle, hothead.
Just something that has the ability to go sideways. Like Jay Woodcroft, I would find is a fascinating candidate because it's like he did a lot of really good things in Edmonton, but it was also Edmonton. So it's like, let's look under the hood. What is he as a coach? I don't know.
I really haven't spent a lot of time watching the Oilers. I've been watching other teams.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay.
Todd McClellan's going to get some looks, but he's probably got some money left on his deal at LA.
But this is another one. You've got to want it. Because Leafs are a playoff team, but I think it's kind of been no one sees them as the next cup favorite.
No, and as I tried to say yesterday, it can be a very difficult market to work in, but that's not universally held opinion.
You know what? I'll say this. I think it's different for a coach. I think it's different for a coach than a player because the players are very shielded. Like Rhett says, after the game, they bring three guys out, stand in front of a board. Everybody else is in the back. The coach talks coach in the morning. Hide. He talks after the game. He talks before the game. All of his, you know, every player's poor play can be linked to him. Why did you start him? Why is he playing with him? Why did you go with that goalie? What are you thinking? I think it's harder for a coach
I agree with that
market than it would be for a player.
Does Alain Vigneault get off the golf course or has he made too much money to come back?
I read he was retired.
Well, I think we heard Dreger say it earlier this year, but I mean, let's remember, this is the team with the loosest purse strings in hockey, period, stop. They went and paid Babs a huge number way before guys starting to get paid. Like, it wouldn't be crazy to me if there was a candidate that was their number one guy that tried to play hard with them that you couldn't get $8 to $10 million a year as a coach.
The problem for that candidate is that there's too many of them. Good ones, I think.
Like, if Joel didn't have the other stuff going on, he might be able to get a record amount to coach hockey but again, there's just no clarity there. Like, if they really wanted him and he said, here's my number, what are they going to do? Say no? Like, it's fucking MLSE. They make hundreds of millions a year. No, but
the option is, and they might. I'm not saying they won't. I'm just saying that they do have a few good candidates out there, it feels.
Agreed. Yep. So you would argue, okay, like, if you think you're worth 10, well, McClellan will do this for 5. Like, you really think you're twice as good? But at that point, they're like, what's 5 million? It's a rounding error. Like, our market cap is 25 billion or 8 billion or something stupid. Like,
so do we feel we're done now with coaching firings?
No.
This one was kind of, do you still think there's room potentially?
Well, I mean, I don't. Do you call it a firing if LA does something like that's an interim?
No, I have them included.
Okay,
I have them. So San Jose, Seattle, Winnipeg, LA, New Jersey, and now Toronto.
You're going very fast.
I mean, of the teams that are still in the playoffs,
who would lose their ass? Like Vigneault, DeBoer,
Montgomery.
Brendan Moore is interesting. It wouldn't be a firing, but maybe he's just done with the cheap owner.
That's would be my question. I don't think he's leaving. I think he's very loyal. I think he likes where he is, but. Where am I?
Yeah.
Nowhere close to him. And
his. Montgomery is 2 years in. He's had the best regular season in the history of hockey and good year this year without Bergeron, Krejci, et cetera. So he's obviously safe. Tocchet, absolutely ironclad. What an incredible year from where they were a year ago. The Knobloch's your guy. I mean, I guess you got a new GM coming in, but he ain't going anywhere, even if he gets his ass out coached in this series. And then DeBoer, nope. And Bednar, no.
Yeah.
Unless you blow a 3-0 series lead, Bednar ain't going anywhere.
What is the – I hadn't really thought about it with Kenny Holland. What is the succession plan, or is there one? Or
Jeff Jackson's the president, and he becomes
– McDavid's buddy.
Old agent, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bit of a trend. So it's McDavid's old junior coach that's coaching the team. McDavid's old agent is running the organization, and McDavid's old teammate they gave a $3.5 million signing bonus to, who's been a healthy scratch until last night to come play on the team. There's a lot of McDavid influence there. I don't know that it's him, but I feel like they're just so worried about him leaving. Like, make him happy. These are his friends.
For the record, I would do the exact same thing. What do you want, bud? What's going to make you happy?
Yeah, and
I'd like the hot tub to be full of linguine noodles. Done.
We got it. We'll work on it.
Sauce.
Have it by dinner
time. Red sauce, cream. What do you need? Like, fuck, you'd be doing what anything. Whatever you want, kid. Whatever you want. Cal Tire. Whether you're an owner operator, maybe you got a small fleet of trucks, Cal Pro Plus is the dedicated tire program just for you. It's a free program, provides access to exclusive deals and savings, a price match guarantee, flexible financing options, preferred pricing on everything you drive, even your own family vehicles. Additionally, dedicated member support on hand to answer questions and recommend and source the best tires for your application and budget. And I feel like that the dedicated member support is huge for you. Recommend the best tread and compound for what conditions your trucks are in, best pricing, monitoring inventory so you're not having to shop around, get a quote, quick turnaround, all set up for you. Plus, again, the deals on tires, members-only deals, a free flat tire repair per year. It's a great setup, and yes, it is free. CalProPlus.com is the website to sign up. CalProPlus.com. I think that's probably time for the Pinder report. Now, I know we were having some Google Drive issues. We didn't lose any crocodile or snake vids, did we?
No, God, I hope so.
We have three snake videos, so as long as there's three in the system, we're rolling.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to think. You're going to really like one, actually. You're going to be horrified by another, and you're going to be mildly disturbed by the first.
Oh, well, it's clearly time then.
Run the gamut.
Report. Yeah. The Honda Civic, leading the way in value, reliability, and performance, is now, has been for decades, it seems. The 2024 Civic received a 10 out of 10 in Car and Driver's comprehensive vehicle testing. The Civic Type R and the Civic Si ranked number one and number two, respectively, in the sport compact category. They've been around forever. They're going to be around forever. It's the Honda Civic. Take one out today at Village Honda, located in the Northwest Auto Mall, and online at villagehonda.com. And for some unknown reason, Village Honda presents
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
The Pinder Report.
Fellas, let's head down to Palm Springs. Waking up early, golfing, getting hammered, siesta, dipping the pool, getting hammered again.
Couldn't get a save.
7-5, fellas. What is
Wolfie?
Kept clawing back, and it's too late. We can't claw back anymore. And I think it was a double minor late that Coachella buried him with. 7-5 for the Firebirds. It's a 2-1 series lead, and it feels that third period lead in Calgary on Sunday looms large.
Can't win when it matters. What?
Say that again.
Nothing.
Hit right now, my nigga.
Got to have saves in the big games.
Yep.
I believe he was suggesting that maybe can't win when it matters. It's maybe a label he's attaching to perhaps the team or certain members of the team.
You taking a shot at Trent Cole?
No,
offended you didn't get that job? What's the story?
Trent, I'm still available, man. You need some help?
Are you available?
Well,
you gonna zoom in for practice?
If I could get a hot tub full of linguine noodles, I'm in.
Hey, linguine, red sauce, cream? What do you need?
I'm with Pinder.
Whatever it takes.
Half and half. Beautiful. Yeah. What do they call that when it's
rosé?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Mm, delicious.
Love it. All right. Let's get to the NHL results from last night. A absolute slobber knocker with some physicality and one of the most improbable wild comebacks. And from crickets to chaos in the other, let's chronologically go through the night. We'll start with some rat-on-rat violence. Here we go.
Magic and shot. Back hit by Marchand. Knocks down Magic and shot. Players practice this all the time. As Kachuk starts
great,
to look up and look at where
stance
he wants to go. And as he does,
don't worry about the puck. Play the body.
What do you do, Red?
Yeah, you ignore the puck.
Where are your eyes? What are you watching?
Eyes on his chest. Boom. There.
Bam. I mean, it's perfect.
It's a textbook.
It's as though there was no puck. Boom.
He's trying to go back between his legs, yeah, too. Watch how this starts. Chucky's trying to get saucy. Like, I got a forward here. I'm going to sex this up a bit. Oh, no, you're not. Bang, this. Have a seat. That's kind of a bit of a tone setter there because things got nasty late when this game got out of hand. We had all kinds of pairing off, scrums, pushing and shoving. And then we broke out into some Latin dancing. How's your Latin dancing, right? Can you get those hips going?
Oh, I could salsa like a MF.
Dean, with your hip leveled out,
I got real hip issues. Not
time to get back into some.
No, worked on very sore right now.
Very sore.
Very sore.
This actually led to the improbable fight. It was Kachuk and Pastrnak. Hang on. Before they got going, they were sorting out penalties outside the officials' booth. After which, okay, you want to go? I'll go. Okay, I got to ask my coach first. Pasta asked Monty, yeah, rock and roll. You want to go him? Go him. And then we had this at the next stoppage.
With Kachuk at center ice. Kachuk lands a right on Pastrnak and came over the top. Pastrnak upset. He's back up and trying to get a Kachuk with the linesman in the way.
For a guy that really wanted to fight, Dave Pastrnak did not look like he knew what he was doing, Rhett, to your point. But I do like how he disappears and you're like, he's dead. And then he rises like the Undertaker from the back of the scrum and ends up back on.
So. Yeah, it's almost as though he didn't know what he was doing. Yeah. The emotion got the better of him.
There I am. What a sport, eh? What a fucking sport.
It is a goofy sport. Again, for people that have never seen. Oh,
now fight.
Oh.
Now, you remember the Twitter account that you showed the other day that we all love. It is the famous sports photography, but in art.
Right.
Yeah.
Where you find a photo and they find a matching piece of famous art. They were at it again last night as the Dance of the Rats by Ferdinand Van Kessel is absolutely perfect. It's Nick's cousins. It's the fucking greasy rats from Flo. Look at this.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. This.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This guy's amazing.
Yeah, on a number, on a, at least a couple layers, it definitely works.
Yes, and so many layers because the Rats in Florida, and there's no team that's greasier than the Panthers. I love it. Okay, let's go to the other game. We told you that this series might melt the internet. The fan bases of the Canucks and the Oilers are two of the craziest, most insane collection of online warriors you'll ever see. And before the series started, we nearly closed a Boston Pizza in interior BC, and we hadn't even dropped the puck yet. Back and forth, we're going. Slander, Ryan Whitney's stirring the pot. Let us go to the actual game where the Oilers did Oiler things. We're up 2-0. Boston Pizza, that's a So what you're seeing there, for at least me, fellas, that's hell. If there's one place on earth, I'll go hang in, you know, remote corners of the world, nearby.
I was just going to say that should be like your fantasy football punishment.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Go and hang out with the Oiler fans in their ice district.
But you'd have to be decked out in whoever they're playing's gear. Just, and then all these affliction jeans, white sunglasses, truck nuts, people are going to yell at you the whole time. My God. Can we agree on this now? That's our loser punishment.
I'm not going. You are.
You got to go there, too.
To not lose the league, right? Of course you don't have to go. You just have to GM well.
I am a good GM.
Right? You auto draft your way. You never
can't remember my password.
Holy. Well.
Yeah, that looks awful.
It actually got a little worse. It was 4-1 at one point. Look at this, Rhett. 4-14.
This is also a very good Twitter X account.
Very good follow. Rhett, are you familiar with the hockey images that precede unfortunate events?
No.
Pretty you much every game, it seems like there's something that
something
things looked like they were going a certain way. And then unfortunately it.
And this might have been the twist. I don't remember the score, but it was just like, oh, are there some cracks forming here? Because Stuart Skinner, sure you slip, but you can't touch the puck there. What are you? Well, you fell, but whoa, Stewie, you know better than that.
Oh gosh, Stu,
you know better than that. Come on, and that led us to Connor Garland's goal, which was an absolutely brilliant decision.
The showdown. Joshua.
He's got speed going wide. Fake. Sink. Kinflute, you're going to want that. That is not the type of goal you let in the playoffs, sir. And this is the ESPN broadcast. We were not privileged to this in Canada. You were in the States, Rhett. Watch what they cut to. It's a fan shot in Vancouver first. There's Cassie.
This time it comes from the lower part of the D zone, right up through the neutral zone. And
how nuts are they in Vancouver? And just for a little contrast, how are they doing at the old? Oh,
now you'd get punched out.
Yes. Yeah, and you're gonna need a helmet, full equipment, and you hope the Oilers blow out somebody 7-0, so that people are in good spirits.
You hate to see it. It's really unfortunate.
Really is. I'm not quite done yet, though, Dean.
Okay, keep going, please.
I got Dreisaitl got hurt. He missed a lot of time in the second, did come back for the third, and there actually is some footage of Nikita Zadorov noticing that he's back on the ice, and here we go.
Oh, my God. It's the roller coaster.
You think Rick Tocchet was fired up or calm as a cucumber, Rhett?
Calm.
Usually he is, but that is a three-goal deficit there, Race. Draisaitl got hurt, and the roof came off that place. It looked like the loudest rink I've seen in a decade.
He said afterwards, because he's usually very stoic, he's like, yeah, I might need to – might be a fine there for showing that kind of emotion.
It's a steak dinner there for sure.
Why do we not want the coaches to have emotion?
Oh, sure you can. I like it. We just showed it. Made the pin report. We got to love it, right?
I know, but he's saying – I've made a mistake. I've shown emotion.
Well, you just wouldn't want to show up the opponent. Like, if you lose the series, how does that look? If you win, great. But you know how it is. It's win with class, all that.
Yeah.
All that nonsense my kids don't believe in, or at least one of them. Canucks fan base isn't done yet. They want more, and there's one more home game in Vancouver. This is a rather prominent Canucks account, Chester Ming. He's got the crying Jordan avatar. We need an absolute gauntlet of distractions behind the Edmonton bench on Friday. Kane's ex, Connor Bedard and his mom.
Oh, my.
Chad Kroger, McDavid's. Oh, is there anyone else? There's a lot else. The comments are good here. But, yeah, Vancouver, safe to say, enjoying this one, fellas.
Jeez. Chester.
I was thinking Jay Woodcroft back there would be pretty good.
One of them.
I haven't watched the Oilers much. I've been watching other teams. Thought I'd catch up.
With a mustache and glasses on.
Aquavelva, throw like $100,000 at each of these people. Make it happen. Let's go.
That would be priceless.
Wouldn't it be unbelievable? Oh, the green man, Woot. No. We're playing 3D chess here. That's checkered. Let's go. Sheldon Keefe, done. We saw the video. This was the tweet this morning. Frank Baum, see ya. Here's the crazy part. Say that again.
Had not kicked in.
Yeah, the extension. 2 years. That's his regular season record. That might be the tidiest winning percentage in the NHL ever for someone that eclipsed 300 games. But, again, we don't need to go over the playoff results. It's well documented. Not saying it's.
Has anyone brought it up? Has anyone talked about their?
At least did they make the playoffs?
Utility in the postseason.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look into it.
Pete DeBoer was asked about this. He at pregame skate today. He's getting ready for game two between Dallas and Colorado. This is Pierre LeBrun of TSN and The Athletic saying. Asked about all the coaching changes. 19 since the end of last year. We're getting very close to two-thirds of the league hammering the reset button at the coaching position in like 12 and a half, 13 months. Quote, it's insanity. We coach in an age where everyone talks about the modern athlete, building relationships in order to coach them. How do you do that with this kind of turnover? That's like going on a date, getting married, and divorced before the appetizers show up. I don't get it, but that's the world we live in. End quote. Hello, quote.
Hey, but sometimes you can tell when it's just not the right fit.
It's not working.
Stay. I mean, like, you know, at least have an appetizer, I guess. Yeah.
Like, yeah. What would they have to? What, like, if you're on a date and someone ordered something as an appetizer, what would be a like? What would be a bad sign? An appetizer order that would signal,
sliders. If you're out with a lady, and she's, I'll have some of the calamari, maybe, or some of this. I'll have the sliders. Check, please.
I got slow pitch later. How about some sliders?
That's bad.
I'm gonna get some nachos for the Oiler game. Let's go to the old moss pit. Let's get some nachos in us.
Oh, hang on. Hello, an emergency, you say? I have to go. My bed is on fire. And
what?
And my cats are
I can't explain that
shooting at the neighbors with handguns. I really need to go.
We showed you the list of active coaches. We'll flash it again. Marty St. Louis, who feels like a very current hire, is top five. Ryan Huska's flirting with top 10 now. What are we doing?
I mean, I don't know.
And I get it. It speaks to the pressure of the position. It speaks to the challenges in coaching athletes in today's day and age. And I guess more than anything, the disposability, replaceability of the coaching position.
The thing about it is, too, you talk to the players. Like we bring it. Talk to your players. What do they think about this guy? What do they think? Chances are, if things are going poorly, a lot of these players are like, yeah, I don't really like the coach. He's not very nice. Oh, okay. Well, the coach has to go. Oh, Jesus. So you either win so much that you don't care if the coach is liked by the players, or it's just the easiest. And it's, I think some of it is too. Yeah, we did something. We fired the coach. So are you just going to sit around and accept mediocrity? No, we fired the coach. Okay, your job is your justification.
Well done.
Well done. You're not standing for this level of mediocrity. Meanwhile, the coach is like, I've got 9 AHL guys on my team. What do you want me to do, dude?
I got Radim Zahorna on my third line. What the fuck?
I got 3 Russian D. I don't know one from the, like, what are we doing here?
So where's the Slavyov and where's the Groshnikov? Tonight's action. Let's take a peek at it. Should be good. Doubleheader. Rangers are in a spot here to really, really apply pressure on the rest of the people trying to win a trophy, because they're 6-0 and they will be very well rested if they can win tonight, I would suggest. Carolina.
Does the old adage still apply? You're not out of a series until you lose on home ice. Is that you still kind of?
Yeah. I mean, if Carolina wins tonight, I think we got a series. I'd agree with that.
So, okay, Carolina, we talked about how shitty you are on the road. Hold serve at home. Make it a best of 3. Let's go.
Please do. Yeah.
Come on, go Rod. 7. Kachetkov. It's interesting. Oh, Freddie Anderson needs rest. Well, they didn't play a terribly long series in round one, did they? Like, they would have just had
5 games, bit of a rest.
A bit of a rest between.
Probably also means he wasn't playing that well.
Yes.
And it is.
Maybe he's got equipment issues and cramping.
Could. That happens. Going around.
I hear it's going around. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not nothing. Colorado Avalanche, meanwhile, lost the first playoff game and have won 5 straight since. That's not as good as the Rangers 6-0 mark. They'll try to get to 6 tonight as they're in Dallas, who are in trouble because they've lost a game at home.
Correct.
Okay.
But they survived that last round, so.
It's all very confusing. Maybe. Jake Kuda with another banger. Here's his review of the White Sox season thus far. Now, there are 30 teams in the major leagues. Last in batting average, last in on base, last in slugging, last in OPS, last in walks, last in weighted on base average, last in weighted run created plus, last in pitches seen, last in war. I don't even know what RAR is, but they're last in it. Last in BABIP, last in home runs, hits, barrels, barrel percentage, hard hit balls, and hard hit percentage.
It's a lot. Tough room for improvement then.
There's the attitude. I love it. Yeah. Well, wait till we regress to the norm. We could be 26th or 7th in some of these.
That's right. When we start playing what we're capable of.
Baseball season last night for the fellas, their first game. Got baseball in the brain. We got some baseball pointers for you, as well as some fails. So we all seen the highlights. You want to dump the water bucket after the big win. Someone hasn't quite got it down yet. Here's another one now. When you're safe, stay on the bag. Call for time. This young lady legs out what looks to be a triple here. Slides into third.
This one slipped through the cracks.
No worries. Well, screw it. Never liked it.
I was worried because I got to see it. It's like, I don't know if that's what we're going to next.
Let's go to Tim Nacky. He never disappoints.
That's yes. Cool.
Tough run. Double down loss. Another loss. Now it's day 87.
87, going to blackjack and bidding 10 cents for every Instagram follower I've got. There are 1,200,000 and
Tim is on a stag. This is early in the morning. He's getting these out of the way because he's going to be pissed up all day.
I was going to say he's not outside.
He's back in New Zealand. I don't know if this is his stag or someone else's. We'll restart, and that's the info you need. I like his spirits.
Day 87, going to blackjack and betting 10 cents for every Instagram follower I've got. There are 1,226,000 of you legends in here now, so we have $122,600 bet coming right up to kick Stag off in style. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, I know I've said it many a time, and I stand by the fact that side bets are for mugs, but to appease the people with OCD out there, we will go 120,000 on the button. We will go 2.6K spread across the side bets. I was hoping for a female dealer to start my Stag do day in style. It is 6:45 a.m. where we start, but we've got the ginger soulless weasel here. 10's good. And 10 and 10 out. 12. Oh no. It is a hit. 12. I do not care what you think at home. We've got to play this like Josh Getty. We will hit it. Go, you good thing. Let's see. 7, 8, or 9, you soulless fuck. Be good to me to start Stag Day. Yes! 21! 21! 21! What a fucking kickstart! Garrett didn't beat fucking Diesel! Yes! Sensational scenes! He's left the fucking table. He's had enough. He can't believe he just pulled that up himself. And I will see you all tomorrow when we will be betting even more.
It's a big recovery. Big recovery.
It's a ride.
Whew.
That's how you start your stag with an extra $122,000 in your pocket.
I could feel it when the 12 get. I thought he's today. He's okay. Felt he was okay.
Did he win yesterday? Because he lost.
Yes, he won yesterday, but then lost
the next one. So now two wins in a row.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
Now, where would you have a pinata? That wouldn't be a stag. That's a different type of event. What would you have a pinata for? The your birthday party? Here we go. You blindfold the person. Use a candy or something in there, right, Dean?
Yeah, she's not wearing a blindfold. And still,
no, the kid's got a brain.
We did a pinata yesterday.
Did you?
You and the shoveler?
Yeah. Oh.
Rhett's getting in trouble for his boat in Buffalo because I guess the strata or the community association said you're not allowed to have your boat in the driveway. You need a fence to cover it. So Rhett, being Rhett, literally built a fence and painted his boat onto the fence. Don't know if you can zoom in or not, Jack, but this is exceptional work. Exceptional. Like, this is wow.
Phenomenal.
I'm not allowed. I have to build a fence. My pleasure. I'd love to build a fence.
And then you're just waiting. I hope somebody complains. Please complain. Please.
We told you to build the...
And then you drive their head right into the fence. Here, take a look. Wow. Take a close look. It's there. You just got to really look close.
Love skateboarding. The people will never get hurt doing it. It's tons of fun. Doing okay. Oh grandpa. I believe that's called a manual grind. Is that right? Bang. Ow.
I love it.
That I kind of want to start the video where it ends. What happens next? That salty old bastard wants no part of this.
That was, and there were some ribs. It was going to be right on the old ribs the way that was going. Wow.
When was the first time you realized you shouldn't play around with gasoline in a fire? You're probably in your teens. It's at some barn party or in a field somewhere in Saskatchewan.
Maybe even younger than that. Yeah, maybe even younger than that.
Oh, yeah.
It's important we teach the kids this. These young men look a little too grown up to be making the mistakes they're about to make.
Kids, I'm Ranger Bob, and it's my job to put fires out when they happen. And said to say that keeps me busy every year. Especially when we don't get much rain.
So the jerry can is now on fire and launching itself around the fence.
Shed.
Get it away from the fence, you donkeys. That's flammable.
What do you think, kids? What things can cause a wildfire?
Okay. Well, now we got the other fence going. Fellas.
Good answer. Now, what do you think all these things have in common?
This is going to explode at some point. That's. Use Darwin Awards.
Use diesel. I actually wonder if that wasn't diesel. Burns a little slower.
Yeah.
The gas is usually more explosive, right? A little more. Now, I don't want you to get worried, Dean. There is a dog in this next one, and it does appear like this dog is in trouble, but stay with me.
All right.
Man's walking his dog, I believe, somewhere in Peru, and, well, there's a landslide, which is not good. Come on, Pooch, get out of there! Come on! Ah!
Oh, buddy.
Dude is, like, surfing down a mountain. And you're like, yeah, that's my best friend. I'm never going to see him again. We wouldn't show that if that was the case, would we? Look at this guy coming back up the hill. God bless you.
Here, boy.
Siberian Husky.
Recuperación médica.
He's already back in the mountains. What a legend.
Oh, I got the cone on. What's he got the cone on?
Oh, yeah, keep beat up a little bit.
Yeah.
Boy took some shots.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. We're worried there for a while.
Such a boy.
All right, we're into the snake portion of the program. This first one's kind of, not a big deal. I mean, you don't want it, but it's not a big snake. So this is somewhere, I imagine, in the tropics based on the sounds of the trees. And yeah, there's a little motorcycle helmet. Look who decided to make home in there, Dino. Hey? Little snakeroo. It's Sammy Snake. Oh, yeah, the cobra.
Take it easy.
Yeah, settle down, bud. Yeah, I don't know that we think about enough that we live in a place that doesn't have this sort of thing happening regularly. Cute little guy. All right. This one you're going to love because it's got Freebird in it, and it's about driving the car and just on the highway like you'd love, Dean. This is the guess who joined our pal on the bandit run? A snake on the windshield. Look at him. He's like, yeah, let's go, buddy. Woo! Who's got the chips?
Absolutely turning the wipers on.
Oh, Dean.
See you later, bud. Sweep, swoop.
Murder. Finally, Australians, we know they're built different. You become accustomed to things that aren't normal. Like huge snakes in your children's playroom.
Arrived here at a home in Maroochydore, and I'll get you not to come in, just stay there. And we're in the kids' room here, and apparently there is a big red belly in this basket over here. So you can see the kids are watching. Oh my goodness.
Just in the old toy bin, Dean, where the kids get all their toys.
That is insane.
So the kids and the
mother
to grab some toys out.
That's not the tool I'm using.
Dump
it. So it.
Why aren't we just dragging this thing right out of the house?
Yeah.
Like, why are we keeping this in the house?
Maybe this is like grabbing a fly swatter for us.
I was going to say, this is why Aussies are built different.
Nobody wasn't.
Yeah, he's in there, all right.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why.
Mom's hanging around, kids at the windows. Everyone's like, oh, let's see our new pet.
This is a big snake. Whoa! Wow, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
This in your kid's play basket. What are we doing? Jeez.
That's
4 feet?
Sell the house. Because if that's in the kid's playroom.
Yeah. We're moving to Antarctica.
Yeah, where are you feeling safe now?
Let's go to Nunavut. No snakes there. We're moving, folks. That's your Pinned Report, Dean.
Tremendous, Ryan. Thank you. Village Honda, huge selection of pre-owned vehicles. They have all makes, all models, and all budgets. Over 90 units on site. Access to more than 500 more inside the dealership group. It's why Village Honda is indeed your one-stop automotive destination in Calgary. They are worth the trip. Village Honda, located in the Northwest Auto Mall. Putting the bird in the air, buddies.
It's a banger.
Did you see? Now, Ryan Smith is not the Oiler guy.
Yeah, yeah. The
Canada?
The owner of the Soakers. Yeah.
Yes, the owner of the Jizz and the Soakers. Mm. What? Jazz and the soon to be named NHL team. Formerly the Coyotes. This coming season, they're going to wear jerseys that says Utah on them.
Johnny
Unitas?
Yeah.
No, Johnny Utah from Point Break.
That's right. Thanks. Really don't want to rush into a team name. Really don't want to do
it. Seems that way.
So they've put out a list of options that fans are going to be able to vote on. I'll read for those who are only listening. The Utah Venom.
No.
Ice. Freeze, Fury, Blizzard, Blast, Mountaineers, Caribou,
no.
Frost, Outlaws.
Yeah. Oh.
Page 2. Canyons, Mammoth, HC, The Glaciers, Squall, Powder, Hive, Yeti, Swarm, Black Diamonds.
Yeah. Can you go back to that first page just for a second, Jack?
Are there any of those that jingle your bells? Anything there that...
I don't hate Yeti as much as everyone else. I sort of like the idea of Blizzard or Mammoth, but I don't love any of them. No one really loves any of this stuff to begin with, but
it's just hard.
You get used to it, right? Everything's so new.
And it's weird because I'm kind of with you. I liked the Kraken when I heard it, but yeah. People are like, oh, you can't do the Kraken. And now it's like Yeti... But you can't do the Yeti. I don't mind the Yeti, and I also don't mind Mammoth.
Yeah, but I see young people freaking out over those names. I don't know. Whatever, guys. Whatever.
Utah Mammoth. It doesn't sound...
Yeah, it's a lot of... It's very wordy. Squall?
Squall?
Isn't a squall in the ocean? What are we talking
about? And if you do some goofy Utah HC...
Yeah, that's the one that just screams soccer. I don't get that.
Come on, Rhett. Give us your thoughts here.
Okay, well, I'll start from the bottom. No. No, maybe. No, 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 no. You guys like Mammoth? Okay. No to the Canyons. Okay. Boring. What are you going to do for a jersey for the Canyons?
Hey, you put a big pair of Canyons right on there. Hey?
Yeah. I'd do the Outlaws because I think you have it gives you ability to have a cool jersey. Mm. No to the Caribou. Mountaineers, maybe.
Your Blast,
no. Blizzard, no. Fury, no. Free, no. Venom, no.
So how many of these are actual flavors of Gatorade? Someone pointed this out online. I think
it's that's true. Yeah. Frost, ice, freeze, blizzard,
fury, blast. Ice. Like, yeah. You're just these are just Gatorade flavors.
I'm kind of with you. I don't mind the Outlaws, but we can't. You're not going to be able to show any sort of a gun or, you know, you can't have that sort of stuff. Because remember the Stampeders, they had their didn't they call them the Outlaw jerseys? They wear them July 1. They had to take they had the pistols that were crossed on the shoulders. They had to take those off.
True. Because if a kid watched a football game that had pistols crossed on the corner, you know that would be the end of society. Yeah. And we're definitely not overreacting. So good work, everyone, on that. Jesus.
Now, would there be some sort of an outlaw history tie to Utah, perhaps? I don't know if there is.
That was the Wild West. Especially folks in Utah, they had to keep running west.
I like outlaws.
Don't mind it.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
And they're going to go a whole season without picking a name.
Sounds that way.
Yeah.
Because it'll really, you'll get a lot more info over another year and be able to narrow it down.
It's probably it takes over a year to make one of these. I mean, if Jack just pumped one of these names into AI, we couldn't have that by the end of the show. It'd probably take a year and a half.
There's probably more into it than we think. There's probably
There's licensing shit and all
IPs
that.
And domains and you know, can you make a movie out of it? You know, a series, and what's the spin-offs going to be for merchandise? And the guy's smart. I'm not going to doubt him. If he says
it's
he needs a year,
just fine.
Take a year.
you're going to be just fine.
It is weird, though, that they don't have yeah. Everything's happening late. I mean, the Jets, there wasn't this big drama because you knew they were going to be the Jets. They were already the Jets. They moved at the end of May. This one moved late April. Like, it's there is not a lot of time. I sympathize with that, but you'd love to actually have your name and jersey figured out.
Yeah. Do we remember what our emotions were when the Sharks, Wild, Lightning, Blue Jackets?
Sharks is way out there because that color just wasn't in pro sports, and Sharks were freaking badass, and I was probably... 10,
the logo was very, you know, right? The logo was great.
Yeah.
Shark, the Hawk, that it looked cool. Lightning is whatever. It's fine. Panthers. I mean, to this day, I
doesn't make much sense. Does it? Is there Panthers well, down
that's,
there?
It's, there's a lot of cats in the Everglades, I think. I think
is
that's,
there? Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. Like I actually think there's a lot of Panthers in Florida.
Should have been the Gators, but they already took that one, Florida, I guess. Canada,
yeah. Blue Jackets. Was a stretch that you thought maybe it'll come around.
That whole organization could use a reset. Dean, new city,
I've
new,
said it before.
New, name, new personnel, new everything. Just
change the colors, the name,
yeah,
the whole thing. Lean in. Everyone loves Ohio State football. Bring in those colors. Lean into it.
Even if you're just the Hornets, you know, because they have that little bug is kind of like sure. Their side logo.
If that's
like,
what you need. Then that's what you need.
Or lean into the cannon thing, but like, come on.
The Wild was a little out there. There again, you think about all the just things that are in the Wild in Minnesota. Maybe you could, but whatever. Vegas Golden Knights.
Don't have a problem with that. Bill Foley has that army history.
Yeah. There's a strong correlation between Foley and that name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember at the start, because it was not the Las Vegas Golden Knights, just Vegas no, just Golden Vegas, Knights.
Yeah.
And it's worked. What hasn't worked, pretty much?
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not much critiquing yeah. Vegas. 6 years and, in, you got the cup already.
Yeah, and the Kraken, sure. Don't mind it.
It's fun. It's
fine. Logo's good. Seems to work. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Only team ever to move in NHL history that didn't change their name. Calgary Flames.
How about it?
That's great.
We got to move on. That's boring as shit.
The Rockies didn't. I thought New Jersey'd be a lot rockier than this.
Yeah, well, and you'd think, well, geez, if it was something like that, you'd have to change it. Except that it's the LA Lakers. How many lakes are in LA?
Yeah. I mean,
that was a team from Minnesota, right? Isn't that kind of weird that one didn't change of all of them? No one even questions.
There's water in proximity. I know. I kind of know what you're saying. If you wanted to call your team the Devils in 2024, if you wanted to do the Utah Devils, would you be allowed to?
In Jersey today's
day and age,
I think today's day or age is swinging back around.
Is it?
I do believe that. I think that the outlandish shit is starting to be like, come on, really?
I hope you're right.
The outlaws, because they've. Have
six yeah, yeah.
See, well, didn't the Calgary Hitmen get a little?
Yeah, there was
the beginning.
Some
they got a finger wagging, and then they like, you know what? Screw this! Like this, we're celebrating a wrestler. If you can't figure that part out, you're not going to hold your hand through it. Like it's up to you.
Because you wonder about we're going to call them the Devils, and we're going to have a figure with devil horns on our logo.
Mythical creature.
I hope you're right, but I do feel there would be some segment of the population that'd be
And are there,
is that where is old Beelzebub? Is he from Jersey? Is that the tie in there?
Not sure. Tough to nail down his location, it seems.
Yeah. From Hoboken? Is that where
Transylvania? Vampires, I guess.
Yeah. Let's get into our Betway bets. And we'll let everyone on their merry way after this program. Today. Betway, of course. Betway. If you've not already, you create your new account, scan the QR code that's currently on your screen. Redeem your bonus. If you place a bet, no minimum amount required, but if you place the bet loses, you'll get a refund of up to $200 back. You then use that to bet again on your favorite sports. This offer only available outside of Ontario. Yeah. Colorado Dallas. A Colorado regulation win is plus 165.
It's a big number.
There's part of me, I do wonder if Dallas does right? They had a lead. It's not like they've been outclassed in game one. They just didn't hang on to it. But I'm going with Colorado on plus money. It just feels like it's there. It's like they're teasing you with it. And on the other side, wanted to go with Wyatt Johnson just because he's been so good. I think it's 5 goals for him in 7 games, but I'll go with Robertson. An Robo. Anytime goal for Robertson of the Dallas Stars, a plus 175.
I'm with you in Colorado. I'm not sure that they're going to win it, but the numbers got me hooked.
Yeah.
That's the puck line minus 1.5, plus 235. That is a huge number for Colorado anywhere, minus 1.5. Nichushkin, why not? There's no value with Makar or McKinnon, even Rantanen. So I'll go to the guy that's in the mix a ton as well and having a great playoffs. When he's not posing with AK-47s and G-Wagons in Russia or being found in hotel lobbies with people that need medical help and then immediately fleeing the country, he's putting up points at a regular pace and a brisk one, Dean. I'll take him at plus 220 for 2 points.
There you go. You can use our bets or you can tell us to go pound sand and do it on your own. It's all up to you. With Betway, bet the responsible way with Betway outside of Ontario.
They're busy just hiring coaches now anyway. They can't be tied up with this.
I was looking around this morning. A lot of mock drafts, a lot of talk about the draft. This week was the lottery and everything else, right? We talked about it a little bit yesterday. You got Celebrini at the top, and then you got a bunch of defense, and there's some, obviously there's some centers, wingers in there as well, top 10, top 15, and there lots of movement. A lot of centers. A new, this is Scott Wheeler from The Athletic.
Yes,
has put his out. And he has Celebrini at 1, and then there again, he's got the big Russian going further down. At 9 is where the Calgary Flames pick. We know this now, thanks to the lottery.
Yeah.
Tiija Ginla to the Calgary Flames. His here's the rationalization from Scott Wheeler. Ginla to the Flames makes a lot of sense and doesn't feel like a nepotism pick either. Many believe he's going to go in this range, and he fits with the type of players the Flames have drafted. Plus, they don't have to worry about whether he'll want to stay, which, whether they'll admit it or not, does feel like it looms over the Flames after the departures of Matthew Tkachuk, Johnny Gaudreau, and company. Ginla would give them some scoring punch-up and top-of-the-line upside. Matt Coronato, Connor Zary, and Sam Honzik are all good players. I've been higher on those first two than most, but they're missing a game-breaker, and if things break right, Ginla could be in a way some aren't convinced Konsta Hellenius can be.
Yeah.
Yzerman and Katten also have that quality, but it's close, and I think Ginla wins out.
Just going to say, it's Katten, Yzerman, and Ginla, those guys that have that explosive scoring ability that you're looking at. Yeah. I mean, I was talking about the whole, do you worry about someone leaving or not? Like, let's say you had a fear 9 years ago, 8 years ago, when you drafted Tkachuk that he might want to leave down the road. Try sliding back in that draft. Like, I think it just is what it is. And you're like, well, we'll at least get 5 to 7 good years. No?
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to go back. Like,
would you not?
I'd have to go back and look at that draft, I suppose.
Yeah. Or like Gaudreau. It's like, well, we'll take a different kid in the sixth round. Cool. That kid doesn't play. Like, it's just, you got to take the best player. I really think it's that simple.
I hadn't even really thought about it with the Ginla pick. And we talked about it yesterday. We don't need to go through that whole thing again. But then I read that today, which again, I'm guessing if they take Ginla, Ginla's not going to be any kind of a flight risk. He's going to be here. Where Cole Yzerman, U.S. development, the national team, maybe. You don't know. And if it comes down to a tie break and you've got Katten and Hellenius, now Hellenius center, I believe. But if you have all them basic
no offense
in the same grouping, you know what's going to break the tie in your favor, I would think.
There's lots of tiebreakers we talked about, right? It's what position are you? It's bloodlines. It's pedigree. It's are you familiar with the market or not?
Jesus Christ, Red, are you all right? I thought you were frozen.
What happened? Somebody's printing something.
Oh. Anyway. Must be time to go, I guess.
Could be.
There's another mock that the Flames traded up to 5 and went and got Zeev Bouyam. I hate the idea of trading up. I think Julian McKenzie was on that one. They did each local writer. But, like, let's say you love someone at 5. There might be, like, a 40% chance he slides to you at 9 anyway.
Well, that's just it.
When it's so, if you believe, from 2 to 10, like, moving up to me makes no sense.
Yeah, if everyone's correct and it's...
Yeah, and if it's going to be as topsy-turvy and unpredictable as they say.
Don't trade up for the volatility. Yeah. No. And it's like, okay, so maybe you love Levshunov or Demidov. Like, those are the only two guys that I think couldn't slide to 9.
There's a lot of talk of Demidov at 2.
Yeah, well, and it's kind of like the Panarin to Kane thing in Chicago, right? Yeah. You give your franchise center an elite offensively creative winger.
Exciting.
They could also use a D.
They could use a lot.
They could use everything in Chicago. They also got a lot of cap space. They could be really aggressive.
I don't care about Chicago so much, though. They can go. They've had their luck.
That's right.
It just sort of, I guess there's 7 selections before the Flames that you don't know what's going to happen. The one you know is that San Jose is going to take Celebrini.
Feels like it.
Yeah, maybe there's an Iggy there. Maybe there isn't. Maybe there's a guy you're like, shit, how did Zeev Bouyam get here? Or like, man, we didn't think, you know, Yzerman would fall to us here. Who knows?
Tomorrow, Great Clips inbox. Fire in your questions, your thoughts, your emails. Email address is greatclipsinbox@flamesnation.ca. And we'll get into it. We'll go inside the big, 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 big bag of email letters tomorrow on the show for Great Clips. It's going to be great.
So they say.
Huh? That'd be great. What do we got?
Unlike waiting 24 hours for the inbox, you could just get the alert on your text and be right your hair.
You don't need to do that with Great Clips. Just get the app. Silly. Got a nice little parent teacher meeting coming up later this afternoon. I can't wait for it.
I bet you that's just going to be a coronation of great behavior.
I just feel it's like, feels like a mom thing, right? And not to be that guy. It's like, I get the skates sharpened and take them to the rinks and kind of do some. That's kind of, and I'm stupid. Like,
I mean, I just don't think you put enough stock into teachers and what they have to deal with and the work that they do and how important schooling is.
Yeah. If you got time after we talk this out, I would like to get your
bend his ear a bit.
Your thoughts on it.
Why don't you just zoom me in?
From the parent teacher, I'll zoom you in.
Miss Twilliger, I'm just going to zoom in my life coach, Rhett Warner. Just stand by here.
He has a lot of thoughts about teachers and their impact in today's youth.
Societal impact.
Societal impact. Well, 2 great games tonight. We'll talk about them on the show tomorrow. Ryan, do you have anything else? Is there
for today on the show or tomorrow? Or what the hell are we talking
about? Just thoughts. I don't want to.
I think you just got to end the show how we ended it yesterday. That worked just a-okay for me.
I don't remember how we did that yesterday.
Rhett?
Jack, how did we... Jack, do you have anything before we...
No, I got nothing.
Sullivan to the
song. I can't do it because they're not playing.
All right, well, we're going to make up our mind.
We're not playing that song again.
Not that.
No, Rhett does his little...
Oh, right.
Yeah. No, but I think I have to do it tomorrow.
Game days only, because it worked.
We got to figure it out now, boys.
Don't want to blow it out. Don't want to overuse it.
Yeah, there's no, this is not, let's do it tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
Save it.
They do play tomorrow, right? No, another 2-day break.
Tomorrow, 8 o'clock start. The kids in the East aren't going to be able to see it.
What? Poor noodler. I'll be on location tomorrow, too. Skinny Atlas. It's going to be great.
Just gloss over that. What the hell are you talking about?
Skinny-apolis.
Skinny Atlas?
Yeah, you're going to love it. What?
That'll do it. See you, buddies.